Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you each week by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. Yeah, the very best in trailers, skid steer attachments, accessories, and a whole lot more. You'll find it all at Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. Swing on over. And this week, well, we'll continue and do a featured interview. This past week, I spoke to Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson and discussing some legislative priorities as we're seeing some action, some things take place here after the official session ended on the 17th of May. They will have a special session scheduled here in June. And when it comes to agriculture, Commissioner Tom Peterson gave us an update this week here on Chasm Radio.
You know, we actually saw pretty good movement. We were one of the few areas, you know, there's all the different areas that you have, like transportation, healthcare, and agriculture. We were able to get quite a bit of our policy work done. If we would have had money, I think we could have had our whole bill done and, work well with Chair Sundin and Senator Westrum. Keep in mind, Minnesota's the only state, again, Joe, that has that divided government. And so we did get our agricultural policy bill done, and the governor signed that yesterday. And now we have till Friday at 5 o'clock to agree on budget numbers. And we'll see how that's going. Pretty good, too.
When it comes to policy, Tom, are there some highlights you feel that are really beneficial?
Yeah, there really are. And a couple, they're kind of interesting, too. Really three that I'd highlight. One is extension of the Farmer Loan Remediation Program. And that's a really important program, but it sunsets every 5 years, and we take a look at whether we want to keep it or not. And it was due to sunset next year, and the legislature decided always to go the year before to extend it another 5 years. So we actually have that program. But that mediation program is so important to farmers. It's successful probably, in the 90% percentile of time. And Joe, even with the good prices we have now, we have close to 1,000 mediation notices out there. And so that's an important program, and glad that we could all work together on that. The other one is kind of an interesting one, Joe, is our cottage food industry. And that's something that MDA or Department of Ag regulates. And that cottage food industry is people that sell jams and jellies at farmers markets, maybe some pickled different things. And there, we've grown to where we almost have 5,000 different people now that hold cottage food licenses in the state of Minnesota. And that's a real, real growing trend. And so we upped the cap dollar that they could make before they have to be licensed like a full-blown food company, and made some changes to that provision. But kind of interesting, Joe, as you go around your craft sales and things this summer and you look and see and wonder if those people are licensed or what kind of training they have. We made some changes there. And then finally, the other big one had to do with meat processing, and that was a big piece, too, as well, for chronic wasting disease. We're really looking at our small deer processors, so people that butcher 200 deer or less a year are exempt from meat processing regulations within the state. And so that's an interesting piece, too, as well. And that's a big news, Joe, because we had an announcement yesterday where we had another farm deer herd that has significant amounts of chronic wasting disease, and that's in Beltrami County. But we'll have quarantines tracing back into Morrison and Mille Lacs County off of that farmed herd. So that's kind of a quick summary of all that, and always interesting.
You mentioned meat processing, Tom. I heard from one listener, too, already. They were going to bring their steers in, and they said they're full. The place they go, they're full till 2022 already.
Yeah, and that's what we're working on here, too, at the end as we get into this budget negotiation here in the next 2 or 3 days. We're hoping that the legislature will put a significant amount of dollars into helping us continue to fill that out. Last year during COVID, the department, we did almost 70 grants to those local small-town lockers to try to help increase capacity and try to move that along. But one of the things, Joe, too, is they just need help, too. They need help processing and things like that, and it's hiring people right now is tough. And But we're working hard to address that issue.
You know, you mentioned, you know, the shortage of labor, too, that it has to be the first time in my lifetime, my 42 years or so, to see this and see, you know, employers in such dire straits when looking just for physical people to help out.
Yep, and I think that's a really important thing that we're looking at within the state, too, is how we try to get people back to work and try to also, Joe, we've been working on, the state relies a lot of people that have H-2A or H-2B visas. I talked to like a carnival ride operator who uses H-2B workers that they bring in from Mexico, and they're working on trying to get that in. And, you know, COVID kind of slowed a lot of that down. H-2A workers working on farms, whether it's planting vegetables and helping milk cows or different things like that. It's a big issue we're working on quite a bit right now.
Minnesota Commissioner of Ag, Tom Peterson, joining us here on CASM Radio. Tom, can you comment a bit on the Board of Animal Health here? Was there a new member or new seat created in that scenario? I know I heard some folks maybe not for that, but what happened in that scenario there in the Animal Board of Health?
Yep, I think that is one thing that the legislation the governor signed does add that passed both bodies of the legislature. Does add a seat to the board, so it'll go from 5 to 6 members. And that board member has to be a member of one of the 11 federally recognized tribes in Minnesota and has to be a livestock farmer. And there are a lot of livestock farmers in those tribes. And so, but they have not traditionally been represented on there. And then they do have concerns, especially with the chronic wasting disease issues that we've had, as I mentioned earlier. As that has continued to spread across the state. And so we have different representation on the board. I think it'll be a good piece to the board and it brings more voices into the board and everything too. And somebody who's attended those board meetings for many years, I think it'll work well and just bring some more opinions and different things to the board. So that is, but again, incredibly important now with this chronic wasting disease situation in Beltrami County is something that we have to be on top of.
You know, Tom, one of the final things, too, this whole legislature, there was a lot of back and forth regarding clean cars and E15, and you know, there was a clear distinction between what side you're on. Have we come together to some sort of consensus as we move ahead, Tom, do you feel? Or?
You know, I think we're getting there on, you know, I've been really focused on infrastructure for E15, for biofuels, and we're getting there. And so I'll just say that, you know, and I think we're going to come out of the legislature with a significant investment for the state to add more E15 pumps, which will be good for farmers, good for rural communities, good for station owners, and also good for our environment. And so that's what I'm focused on and hopeful that we'll have that here in the next couple of days. And as to the clean cars, you know, there's a lot going on, too, with federal rulings on that, and we'll have to just see how it plays out also here in the next couple. That's probably going to go into next week before any decisions are made on that, too, as well.
You know, Tom, I guess finally I should add, too, this summer ahead here, what are your feeling on how things are going to look like? It's not going to be exactly the same when it comes to fairs and activities. We're going to see some semblance of normalcy, though, I imagine.
Yeah, we really are. You know, I think we've been working very closely with the state fair. They have their mini state fair coming up here to kind of test out a lot of things. You know, it's good to see a lot of the county fairs. We had a couple of county fairs that had canceled, but now have decided they are having their fairs. And I think that's something we've been looking at. And I think you'll still see, you know, people that need to take precautions. And you'll see some things will be different at cattle shows, horse shows, auctions, things like that we watch. But I think we will have a much more normal summer than we did last year, and that's good to see and appreciate all the efforts people make to keep everybody safe.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson joining us this week here on CASM Radio, your Central Minnesota Farm Report. It's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon.